Well, Conor, you've written yourself into the history books of Letterkenny Gaels, the first man to lift an adult trophy. How does that feel?
That's a brilliant feeling. Words can't really describe it, to be honest, you know. It's been a long time coming now. We've had so many near misses, but thankfully today we've got over the line.
Yeah. And made up for the disappointment of last year in particular, didn't it?
Definitely. Definitely made up for that disappointment last year. But we started very slowly today and I thought it was going to be another bad day at the office. But we chipped a couple of points there before half time and got in, I think, 3 points down.
Yeah, you were quite happy with that, given the way the first half went.
Given the way it went. We were happy enough going in at half time. We thought we could turn it around and get, if we got the first score after half time, we thought, you know, we could kick on again. But thankfully, that's the way it worked out.
Yeah.
We had a couple of good goal chances. We didn't take them. Thankfully, they didn't come back to haunt us.
Yeah.
But defensively, you know, we kept them out.
Yeah, was it Ryan at the first one that came back off the post, too, was it?
Yeah, Brian never had it.
Brian never had it.
Yeah.
You nearly kind of think that when that happens on a day like that, that, you know, it's not going to be your day, don't you?
Yeah. But thankfully, you know, the boys dug deep again, I think, and they turned the ball over. Just, you know, after it hit the post, before it got outside the 45, and I think we clipped a point from that. So I think that really settled us again, you know. We didn't let the disappointment of missing that chance, you know, we didn't let that affect us. We kicked on again.
Yeah, and obviously you did get back into the game, and then they came back at you strong, and it was kind of nerve-wracking there towards the end.
It was nerve-wracking, you know, and they kicked two or three wides, I think, near the end, but thankfully, you know, we've done enough at that stage to hold on and get over the line.
How much was last year on your mind coming here today?
Listen, last year was a massive disappointment for all the players involved, and you know, it probably was on our minds. We were trying to put it out of our mind, but you know, something like that, when you don't turn up, you can never probably put it right out of your mind, but thankfully we've wrote that wrong today.
Yeah, so first trophy in 26 years now, first adult trophy in 26 years.
First senior trophy in 26 years, and hopefully it won't be as long for the next one.
What does that mean to the club, do you think?
Oh, it's huge, you know. All the people like behind the scenes, you know, that do Trojan work, and they don't get any thanks for it. Like, I hope they feel as proud and as, you know, as emotional, as full of emotion as we do today.
Because a lot of people have worked with this team.
Yeah, like, we've been on the road a long, long time, you know. You know, it's probably the last 7 or 8 years we've been trying to win this Junior A, and we just haven't got over the line one reason or another. But thankfully now we're in the intermediate football for the next year, and hopefully we can push on.
And Paul and Dougie came in this year, obviously, as well, and they brought a freshness. I know you told me that.
Yeah, Paul and Dougie came in, you know, everyone had a clean slate, and you know, I think there was 5 or 6 different boys started there today than started last year, so you know, maybe that helped. But you know, training, all the lads have committed, you know. Training's been great, you know, it's been variety and all the rest, you know, so thankfully that was enough to get us
over. You're in the Ulster Junior Championship now. Is it too early to talk about that this evening?
Oh, I couldn't even tell you when the game is. I've never looked past today. We were just taking up one game at a time. I know it's a cliche in the Championship, but after last year, we just had to keep putting one foot in front of the other, walk before we could run. But thankfully we got over the line today.